This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Sean Tanish joins us in the studio for Market Wrap. Reports on CNBC today says that Huawei has no reason to be hugely concerned with the ongoing trade war. This is reportedly because they have enough resources to sustain demand.
Yeah. Analysts basically looked into Huawei's inventory to study how long they'll last with the ongoing US blacklist and sanctions. And it appears that Huawei has enough inventory to sustain its smartphone and 5G networking business for the rest of the year, or for the most part of it. And they're saying many people are not aware of the capabilities of Huawei's subsidiary, which is called HiSilicon. And this is a company that designs chips for Huawei equipment. And it is said that HiSilicon is able to supply 80% to 90% of Huawei's needs because of the last few years. They've had a lot of expansion into that company. They put a lot of money into the company to increase their capacity.
Having said that, Huawei's survival now is also ultimately dependent on countries like Taiwan, especially with Donald Trump turning up the heat on China.
Yes, Trump appears to be playing mind games every day with Huawei, and today he spoke about including them in any trade deal with China. First, we listen to his comment.
Huawei is something that's very dangerous. You look at what they've done from a security standpoint, from a military standpoint, it's very dangerous. So it's possible that Huawei even would be included in some kind of a trade deal. If we made a deal, I could imagine Huawei being possibly included in some part of a trade deal.
So it's not all doom and gloom for Huawei, but it's painful to go through all this. So they probably realize how difficult it is to have this little control over the direction now. So they might look to invest in advanced chip making facilities to become more self-sufficient, because no matter how long HiSilicon chips can sustain production on a larger level, they are still reliant on chips made by Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, because only Taiwan can make such advanced chips at this moment. So Huawei cannot live without TSMC. And yes, their relation with Taiwan is critical to Huawei's survival, and in the middle of all this, Trump's plan to basically crack the wave on China.
Now, moving on to Bursa, Danone's technology Berhad has proposed a rights issue to reduce its debts. How's the counter?
Yeah, so the proposal includes irredeemable convertible preference shares, or ICPS, and free warrants to raise a minimum of 8 million ringgit to reduce its debts. And Danone said it's also in the midst of paring down the borrowing, which have been reduced from a high of 90 million ringgit in August 2016. To 65 million ringgit as of the end of last year. So the move is also expected to increase the profitability via interest savings. So over 764,000 shares were traded today on the counter, and Danone closed up 2% at 48 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.